What a thrill to walk into church, to have an opportunity to share God's Word, to speak freely from your heart about what God has laid upon it. Be yourself. I was going back through notes and I'd written something, I hate to admit now, but quite a few years ago. Somebody asked me, says, "What do you believe in?" And I think it's important for each one of us as Christians. You got to know what you believe. And you might not have it all figured out. I'm not asking to be a great theologian. I'm not asking you to. Nobody's going to come around and quiz you. But I think when God allows that opportunity for somebody to look in and be serious and ask you, "Well, what do you believe?" I think you got to know what you believe. I'm excited, not because of what things are going on around me. I'm excited about what God's Word says about me. Because that is consistent. You'll have times in your life where things are a little up and down. You'll have challenges. It's amazing to me to walk into the freedom we have here at Mount Calvary where people can just be themselves. They can just share because folks, somebody said, "Well, what will you learn at Mount Calvary?" I said, "Well, real quickly you'll learn not to have thin skin." I says, we laugh at ourselves, we laugh at each other, we carry on. As I believe most families do, or most families should do. And I wrote this, Mount Calvary is about God. We really believe in Him, not as a remote deity, unconcerned, but as a God who is alive, powerful, and eager to intervene in our daily lives. Hopefully we're people who've discovered along the path of life that life without purpose is not much of a life. Life spent piling up resources, positions of power, temporary pleasure is not much of a life. And most of all, a life without a relationship with God is not much of a life. We believe it's pretty shallow. I trust that each and every one of you, hope you feel the same way that I do of what a privilege it is to come into His house and to worship Him freely. In the book of Romans, in the 8th chapter, 14th verse, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father." If you want to do a little translation, I can tell you real simple. Just think of Daddy God. Thank you, Daddy God. "The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together." Heavenly Father, I have a special blessing on the reading of Your Word today. Just give us a few minutes, God, that we can just concentrate on You, God. We can share with You our most inner thoughts, the things that are concerning us, God, and most of all, from our heart of hearts, we can simply worship You. We ask this now in Jesus' precious name. All God's people said, amen, amen, amen. I have the privilege of knowing that I am led by the Spirit of God. When you start conversations, when you think about the questions of life, when you get into situations where there's just question after question after question after question, it is so good to know that the Spirit of an Almighty God lives in me. Think about it. I don't have to tackle this thing alone. I don't have to be worried about all these things that come up and how I'm just kind of left out there hanging. You know, a lot of people in your life, they're going to leave you hanging. You're going to expect certain things of them, and possibly they're going to disappoint you. I know that I have disappointed plenty of people in my life, and I'm not proud of it. But I'm here to tell you that you need to keep your faith in someone who never disappoints. Because the Spirit of the Almighty God lives within me and within you. It says that this is a wonderful Spirit living within me. They got rid of this spirit of bondage. I am free, free indeed, only because of the power of God in my life. It says in the 16th verse here, the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. I believe it's something to get excited about, something to be happy about, something that you can just kind of just rest it. That God, I know that you live in me and you're taking care of all the things that go on in my life. If I let you. Jesus did the dying. He wants you and I to do the living. He did the suffering, and He wants us to do the rejoicing. He endured the pain. He wants us to be healed. By His stripes, we are healed. On the cross, crucified, in great sorrow, the giver of life was He. It's a song that every time I'd walk in, Pastor Ed, the previous pastor, would ask me to come up and sing. Because when you get to the chorus, it goes, for He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Surely He bore our sorrows. And by His stripes we are healed. We live in a country that needs healing. I think this week, even more than most weeks, this country needs healing. I know that people have a lot of opinions. Got a whole lot of opinions. Got things we want to talk about, want to share. And I love people and I love their opinions. But folks, I love even more people's faith. You may have an opinion, but I want to hear about your faith in God and what He is going to do. Everybody's in turmoil. Everybody's worried about the election, about the candidates, about this, about that. A little girl playing out in the yard. Stranger walks by. Speaks to her. She goes back to the house and she'd been outside. It's a nice little farm down there, and she'd been milking the cow. Stranger comes up, starts talking to her. She goes back inside and tells her mother. Her mother says, "Didn't I tell you not to talk to strangers?" Inside. She says, "Well, I'm sorry, Mom. He said he was a congressman." She says, "Go back and get the cow and bring it in too." I don't care who you vote for. I don't care what your political belief may be. But I'm here to tell you, I value faith a lot more than I do opinions. Because faith is what we stand on. Faith is what we believe. Faith is what allows me to stand here and share with you the glory of God. Because it says in the scripture that we read today that we are joint heirs with Christ. I've experienced a lot of benefit in my life simply because of who I was born to. My mother's always been the character in the family. She has not relinquished that title one bit in all these years. Pop was always probably the hardest working man I ever knew. I did a roof over here in Rose Hill. Mike, I got to tell this story before Charles Simmons gets back, before we get start fighting about shingle work. So. I went to the house and I measured the roof, and a gentleman came out and we were talking. He said, "You're Charlie Wood's boy." I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Well, do the job, and I'll know you do a good job." "Because I respected your father without doubt." Wow. "I took extra care in doing that job. I was so afraid he was going to tell on me that I didn't do it right." Today, when I walked into church, on the front pew, there's a bag. It has yellow squash in it. A relative brought me yellow squash from the garden. There's only 4 yellow squash in that bag. I've already counted them. I hope to God there are 4 yellow squash when I leave this church today. I am blessed because of the family that I have. Trust me, more blessed than I deserve. But folks, each and every one of you are part of that family where it says, I am joint heirs with Christ. You don't have to worry about those things to get us down, to worry about us, those little items. All you got to do is you got to open up the book. You got to open up the book and start to read what that book says about you and what that book says about me. Then I have the assurance of what Jesus did for me and what he did for you. That is something that I can stand upon. It doesn't waver. It doesn't get mad. It doesn't sit there and, "Oh, well, sometimes I just don't feel." I know sometimes I just don't feel like it. I just don't. He says the truth in his word, and that truth will set you and I free. There's a writer, his name is Paul DeLego. And he's writing down a little exhortation about working with his children. And he said that he and his wife had developed a routine so that they drilled their children on proper safety procedures. And there are discussions concerning things like seat belts and house fires and responses to strangers, you know. And he said that during one of the drills, Paul asked his 4-year-old daughter Maria what she would do if a stranger asked her to get into his car. And she very proudly said, "I would buckle up." And he smiled. And he says, "You know," he says, "I'm getting through to them. But they might not have it all quite right yet. And I can relate to that. I think God's getting through to me. I don't think I have it all right yet. I don't think I have everything that I should do the way it should be to please Him. But I'm believing I'm going to do my best to kind of buckle up and let Him start to drive His way in the right car." You might have questions. You might have challenges. You might come in here and listen to these sermons, and what you talk about today is not the sermon about how them Speedy Gonzalez and his partner took up the offering today. I don't know. But I'm here to tell you, you just keep trusting. You just keep letting God build your faith in Him. And you're going to be amazed about what He is going to do. Amen? Heavenly Father, we gather in your house. We try to share your word. We thank you so much that you allow us to be joint heirs with Christ in you. Now, God, challenge us. God, with all the things we're hearing in the news and all the comments and all the opinions that are being given, God, you let us stand firm in our faith of you. You let us be willing to stand up and be a voice that's heard for the freedoms that you've given us through your word. You let us to be prayer warriors. You let us to always be willing to lift up that one that's downtrodden, that one that's fallen by the wayside, that one that's in bondage. God, allow us to better serve you each and every day. Give us safe traveling mercies as we leave this place, and be your will. Bring us back again to sing praises under your name. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. All God's people said amen. Amen. I want to thank once again the wonderful musicians that we have. Miss Skeety, Mr. Terry Lee, Miss Vicky here. The wonderful job that they did.